Okay, hello, my name's Leo Vigoda. I'm the Registration Services Manager at the RIPE NCC, and I've been asked to give a little update on what's happened with the RIPE Whois database since we last gave an update at this SIG, probably a couple of meetings ago. I've only got 7 slides, so I shouldn't keep you from lunch. We made a change to the way that we deal with looking for abuse contacts and the way that we respond to Whois queries. There was about a year's discussion, maybe a bit more, and there was a lot of discussion about how we should limit access in the database to email addresses that were used inappropriately by people that complain about your computer pinged my computer and that sort of thing. So what we ended up with was 2 things. When you do a regular ordinary Whois query to whois.ripe.net, the only information that is displayed is the registration data and the abuse mailbox, but information about the email addresses in the changed lines and various other email addresses that appear in the response are filtered out. You can use a Whois query flag, I think it's -B, -B, to undo that. But that's something that we do to try and minimize the anti-spammers that send a lot of spam. At the same time, we added in the abuse mailbox attribute in a number of classes, person, role, and organization. Abuse mailbox just takes a regular, ordinary email address. There was discussion about whether it should take a nick handle or some sort so that you could do a query on the nick handle to come up with all sorts of other information. Eventually, it was decided to go for the very, very simple option of just including an email address. At the same time, the trouble attribute in the role class was removed, and that's no longer there. Those are some changes made to the classes that we have in the database and also the responses that you get to queries. We've done an update to incorporate RPSLNG in the current version of the database. You can create root six objects. You can describe your IPv6 and multicast routing policies in the RIPE Whois database now. It's all based on RFC 2012, and it's been available for a bit more than a year now. And it seems to work. We've also implemented some support for DNSSEC in the Whois database because we've been implementing DNSSEC on all the reverse zones that we have. And we needed to incorporate the DSR data attribute in domain objects. So if you want to sign your zones and you need to include this information, you can modify your domain objects and it all works. It's been tested by real live customers that actually wanted to do it. So that's pretty good. At the same time, included in this slide, we've got something which isn't really related to DNSSEC. It's just we expire PGP signed updates after a week. Basically, this is because lots of people still send Whois updates via email, and they may not have a direct connection with our network. That means their email is sent over someone else's network. It transits their network. Theoretically, they could go looking for updates sent to auto-dbm@ripe.net, capture the PGP signed update, and then 3-4 months later go and revert an object back to what it was in a time before and cause some sort of confusion. So PGP signed updates now expire after a week. This isn't exactly DNSSEC related, it's sort of more generally security related. But it's an improvement that we introduced a short while back. We've also implemented an Iris server. Iris is part of the CRISP project. It says here replacement for Whois. I'm not sure if it's necessarily a replacement or it's something that will sit alongside Whois. But the idea is that it's got really cool referral and stuff like that built into it. There are a number of different registry types in CRISP, domain registry and other types. We've implemented AREG, which is the address registry type, and it has support for IP addresses and AS numbers. We're running a prototype Iris server. It's based on the VeriSign Labs code, and it just gives exactly the same information that you can get from whois.ripe.net. If you go to the website, then you can download a little client, and you can give it a go yourself. It works, and it's there. So we've also released a slightly updated version of the Whois server software. We're at version 3.3.0. But what's perhaps more interesting is that we've made the server software available through CVS, and there's a URL for it there. If you want whatever the latest version is, you can just grab it from our CVS repository and go and do it that way. So you can always get the latest bits and bobs before we actually package it up as a release version, which may be useful for some people that use the Whois server software. And I think that's the last slide. Yeah, if you have any questions, then I'll do my best.
Hey, how many, on the DNSSEC, how many customers have signed their delegations from you? Do you off the top of your head?
I don't know how many. I've seen discussions with at least one customer. Remembering that we've only implemented this like the last few months, but definitely one customer has been trying it and reported bugs, and we fixed the bugs, and they tried it again, and it worked. So I know that we've actually got live customers using it, but I don't know the number. Oh, that reminds me. One other thing about the CVS, it's a read-only thing. You can't commit to the CVS. If you want to send something, you need to just pop us an email, and then we can implement it into a release version and stuff.
Rudiger Volk, Deutsche Telekom. Leo, you were saying with the Iris front end, you get exactly the same content as with the Whois. Doesn't match with my understanding that actually there are different schemas involved, and there is not a one-to-one mapping.
I probably didn't speak very accurately. The data source is identical. Not all parts of the source are given out when you do the Iris query in the AREG registry class thing. So, yeah, you don't get, for instance, you don't get information about maintainers and stuff like that. You just get the information that you want. Okay, that looks like all the questions, so I should hand back to the chair.